Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis. It is Wednesday morning, and I've got my Bible in front of me, my journal, my cup of coffee, and I am excited to start a talk with Jesus. And I'm excited that we're doing it together, and it's going to be a talk that's going to last throughout the day, because that is what we are about. We're going to follow Jesus, and as the old hymn goes, what a friend we have in Jesus. Now, this week we're developing this theme of temptation to sin in the midst of the wilderness, because that is one of the things that is common in wilderness seasons. No matter what they look like, the enemy's always trying to tempt us to sin so that he can sink us and destroy us and our relationships, and the power of Jesus is always seeking to set us free, or, I'm getting ahead of myself, to remind us that we are free. And so the title of the podcast this morning is Vision. And in a moment, we're going to turn to Romans 6, which is one of the most visionary, victorious, promised land passages in all of Scripture. And it's absolutely crucial if we're going to re-script our mind and our hearts and our lives when it comes to really our relation to sin. Because that is essential to know as we're in the midst of this battle that is always raging. Well, always, but maybe more particularly in wilderness seasons. So the question, how do you see yourself when it comes to the battle over sin? When it comes to temptation to sin, the battle over sin and bondage, how do you see yourself? How do we see ourselves, really? Do we see ourselves as free and victorious? Or do we see ourselves as susceptible or overly susceptible and bound? And there's this phrase that's been floating around the Christian church as long as I've been around, and I'm sure it preceded me by either several hundred years or maybe several thousand years. We are sinners saved by grace. Yes, we are. And the New Testament covers that, but that doesn't go far enough. Yes, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. But the New Testament goes so much further than that. We are so much more, if you will, than sinners saved by grace. But let's let the question press for just a moment so we can make sure that the podcast and this passage is incredibly practical, because a conversation with Jesus isn't much of a conversation if it doesn't deal with our lives and our thought patterns and our relationships. And so here's the question again. When it comes to that battle with sin, maybe particularly the sin that so easily entangles you, how do you see yourself really in relation to sin and temptation? Do we see ourselves as free and victorious? Or again, do we see ourselves as susceptible, overly susceptible, maybe even bound by the power, by the presence of sin? Are we on the defensive posture, or are we on the offensive posture? And this passage we're going to look at right now is so visionary and so crucial to how we understand the dynamics of temptation, sin, victory. It's all about vision. So here we go. Amazing passage at the heart of the New Testament, Romans chapter 6, right in the middle of Paul's argument in the book of Romans, beginning in verse 11. In the same way, Paul says, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your body as to obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to Him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin, this is so good, for sin shall no longer be your master. We will stop there. Now just take that in for a minute and maybe think of the question that we started with. How do you see yourself free or bound when it comes to sin? And Paul says, sin is no longer your master. Later on, Paul will talk about the transformation of the mind. And what Paul is doing already in chapter 6, which will come to a full flower in chapter 12, is the rescripting of the mind and the renovating of the heart, and that changes the life. How do we see ourselves, free or bound? Because if we see ourselves as bound, then we might as well just collude with how we see ourselves. But if we have the vision that Paul had and has for the Christian faith, then sin shall no longer be our master. That's why Jesus can look at the woman caught in adultery and say, I don't condemn you, leave your life of sin. Because Jesus had a visionary vision of victory when it came to temptation and to sin. When Paul says in verse 11, count yourself dead to sin, that word count is mathematics. That is literally a mathematical reckoning. This is like left brain ledger mathematics. Count yourself dead to sin because you are dead to sin. And then Paul follows that and he says, don't give any part of your body over to wickedness. Paul is putting the power in our court by the power of the Spirit. Don't choose to give any part of your body or any member over to wickedness. So Paul is implicitly asking that question that we started with, how do we see ourselves, free or bound? And then Paul uses the past tense, you have been brought from death to life. So the reality is we are more than conquerors because of what Jesus has done, not specifically because what he will do. That battle has been won. How do we see ourselves, free or bound? And again, maybe think particularly about that sin that so easily entangles you, and then take in, drink in the vision, the victory, the promised land reality of this passage, right? So much ground has been covered in the victory of God over the evil one. And of course, there is going to be a fight when it comes to the battle of sin. There's a war waging, that's always the case. That is why it is so crucial to ask and answer this question and to see the vision of the New Testament that we are more than conquerors, that we are free, that we can count ourselves dead to sin and alive to God, that we can choose how we offer the members of our body, that we have passed from death to life. We can win by the power of the Spirit in this battle against sin and temptation because Jesus has won. And so that incredible practice of taking every thought captive, that is in the midst of temptation, in the midst of the battle, where we return to that vision, we return to that question, are we free or are we bound? And as we allow by the power of our Spirit, and this is the power of His Spirit, sorry, as we allow by the power of His Spirit for our mind and our heart to be rescripted, our lives will change as we live with that vision of freedom, counting ourselves dead to sin, as we walk out the reality of being dead to sin, and we choose how we offer the members of our body because we've been brought from death to life. Now, what I want to do in the presence of Jesus is I want to do some of that mathematical reckoning. I want to count ourselves dead to sin. I want us to focus and meditate and think and reflect on what is actually true. You are free because of what Jesus has done. You have been brought from death to life. You have not only been forgiven, but you have been given victory as more than a conqueror in Jesus' name. What a fun conversation to have with Jesus today. So let's enjoy it this morning and let's let it continue throughout the day. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.